Well, I thought maybe you might be doing it in memory of your dad or something.
Thank you for saying that. The decision to do this piece preceded the death of my dad, but it would be so appropriate to dedicate this to my father because the incredible spiritual nature of Mahler's music in general and of this piece in particular. I think if you were to encapsulate the philosophical thread that goes throughout all of Mahler's music, particularly his symphonies, through music, he's chronicling this journey and this profound philosophical question of the journey from life to the afterlife. I mean, what are the great moments in your life and the not so great moments of your life? What is the meaning of life and what happens at that moment between the two realms? And then once you get to heaven, what's heaven really like? And each symphony sort of explores that in its own way. And I think the third symphony of Mahler is my particular favorite because the last movement, which is for me the payoff of the whole symphony, unfolds like a flower. It's the slow movement, and it just gets larger and larger and grander and just more beautiful. Just when you can't stand it anymore, it gets even more gorgeous. And to me, it is the closest musical depiction of heaven that I've ever heard.